Hey there! Welcome to Well Dukes. This podcast is brought to you by UREC Health Promotion. Tune in every other Wednesday for conversations that we hope challenge what you know, think, or do in regard to your own health and wellness and helps you be Well Dukes.
Hello, Dukes, and welcome back to the first episode of the new year. My name is Lauren Schutt. I'm your host. And today we are joined with a very special guest and dear friend of mine, Mike Johnson. Mike, would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, hello. Thank you. Like you said, I'm Mike Johnson. I'm currently the graduate assistant for marketing here at UREC. I went to undergrad here as well. Played 4 years of football, was communication studies major. That's me.
Awesome. Well, we're really excited to have you on today. And I know this is something you're passionate about is goal setting. With the new year, a lot of people often make resolutions and maybe they fall flat or fall short of them. And so I think it's a really great opportunity to have this conversation earlier in the year. Today, we're going to focus on the SMART goal model as our five things. And we're going to get started with the first part of the acronym, which is having specific goals. So Mike, could you speak a little to what having a specific goal means and how you've done that?
Yeah, I think specific goals are important. I think this whole topic of SMART goals are really important. I think there's too many people that don't necessarily like have goals set for themselves and they just kind of like wing life. And I think for me and my success personally, I can speak to that. Having those SMART goals have really played a pivotal role in where I'm at today and where I'm going to go. But specific goals. When I was in high school, like even in, actually I'd say in middle school, I set a goal to be working for the top five companies in the world, to play college football or baseball, to get to graduate school. I have written down five goals of when I was a kid and just like a few of them right now. I mean, I said I was going to play Division I sports. I was going to get a full scholarship. I said I was going to go to graduate school and I was going to work for one of the top companies in the world. And I'm very close to reaching all of those. So it's pretty crazy how when you look back and you see where you are, where you've gone, when you've gone, being able to make those specific goals have really helped me.
Well, thank you for that. The second part of the acronym is our M, which is measurable. And so when we're looking at measurable goals, this is usually defined as defining what evidence you would be able to use to prove that you're making progress and standards for reevaluating when necessary. So how have you sought out and made your goals measurable?
That I think that goes hand in hand with like what data you're using, like you said, how are you measuring that? And for me, it's just as simple as like keeping a little notebook. I have like a little journal and I have all my goals written out and I keep track of every single one of them and I check them off as I go through. And not only do I like make those big goals, like I want to get a full scholarship, I want to go to graduate school, but I have like little individual goals, like daily goals that I use every single week. I have like what I call a habit tracker. And every single day I have like a few tasks that I make sure I knock out. And they range from as simple as like brush my teeth and wash my face and floss twice a day to make sure I read 3 books in a day. And that's how I take control of that and make sure that I'm measuring out every single day what I'm doing. And it's as simple as like checking it off in my little journal.
So another thing that I've found helpful personally is having accountability partners. Could you speak to that as well?
I agree. I have my friends that I have in my circle that all have the same vision. And they keep me focused and motivated on what I want to achieve in life. Having those people that like study with me, that go to the library with me, that I can talk to, that I can call on a day-to-day basis, have been really crucial for me and keeping myself measurable and keeping those tasks where I can like achieve them and just stay focused on the goal, the end goal.
Our third part of the acronym, SMART goals, is our A, which is obtainable. So this is setting reasonable, accomplishable goals within a certain time frame. So can you speak to the attainability of your goals and maybe an experience where you might have set it a little too high and had to reflect inward on what you were doing?
Yeah, I could definitely do that. First of all, I don't think a lot of goals are too far for people to achieve. I think you have the ability to achieve pretty much everything you want, but there are the circumstances where they may be a little too far attainable. Like I couldn't become an astronaut right now. I don't have the science background. I don't know if I can do the chemistry, whatever it takes to get to that point. I just can't. It's too far. It's not attainable for me. It's not achievable. So, I think like when I was a kid, I said I was going to be a Major League Baseball player. I said I was going to be in the NFL, something along those lines. And I got to my freshman year in college and I quickly realized that that's just something that I wasn't able to do. I think if I were to put my head down and really, really grind, I could have done that, but I would have had to sacrifice other things in my life, like my grades and the other things that I really wanted to achieve, because it takes a certain level of athleticism to get to that point. And if you don't have the time and the availability to be able to work on that athleticism, then maybe you won't be able to get to that point. But that's just for me. But for my goals, I think that, or for anybody, I think that if you really want something and you put the effort towards doing that and achieving that goal, then you can do it. Like I know for myself, I wanted to become a starter on the football field when I was playing in undergrad. And I knew at the time I wasn't able to do that. I just couldn't. I just did not put towards the amount of effort to do that. But through the hard work, through grinding, through talking with my coaches, through studying film, all of that, staying after practice, day in and day out, I was able to do that. Same thing with my grades. I knew I wanted to graduate with honors. I had to figure out how can I do this with the amount of time that I have like put forth towards football and other extracurriculars. And I realized that for me to get those good grades and to get dean's list and stuff like that, I was gonna have to stay up past 1 a.m. sometimes. And I did that, you know, like I'd get back from practice at 8 p.m. and study hall at 8 p.m. and I gotta wake up at 4 a.m. for a mat drill. I know I'm gonna have to stay up till 1 or 2, and that's just what it has to be because I've got a big test. And I did that, and my results speak for themselves, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of what you were kind of speaking to is there's a lot of balance. It requires a lot of balancing to make your goals attainable. So, it's definitely a really important part of having attainable goals. At our fourth little part of our acronym is relevant. So when we're talking about relevancy, that's aligning with your values specifically and your long-term objectives. So with relevancy, what have you found as far as aligning with your values? And if you could maybe talk about maybe a time that something didn't align with your values and you had to readjust and make them more relevant to your end goal.
I think relevancy to me means like, is this goal really important to you? Is this important in the broader scheme of things? And for like my goals personally, I want to make world change and I want to affect people on a global level. And that's why it's important to me, because I've had an upbringing and I've had experiences in my life where I want to be able to give back to people who might have this similar upbringing or might have had a hard going growing up. And that's why that's important to me. It's important for me to reach these high levels and get to these places where I can actually have a global reach. So that's kind of like why it's important to me. But speaking on a something that doesn't really align with me personally, I think other students can relate to this a little bit, having like this sense of just like belief in their head and want to be liked by every single person and want to be like the most popular one out of your friend group and stuff. I think for me, that was a something that I had to really look at and realize, like my freshman year coming in, wanting to be just friends with everyone, wanting to be like this social butterfly and just popular, right? I think that was something that I had to look back and be like, this is not a priority. This is not going to get you to where you want. It's not going to get you to the point where you're going to have like the global reach, and it's just not going to do that. So I had to look back and I had to be like, this is not getting me anywhere. It's just, and in fact, it's, if anything, it's going to bring me down further. You know, the drinking and all like the partying and stuff like that, it doesn't, it just didn't align with my values. So that's something in that R category that I had to take time and reflect on.
Yeah, and I think like a big piece of what was helpful with me and being relevant and aligning with my values is something you kind of spoke to is people pleasing and how people pleasing can really, really bog you down. And just making sure that you're checking in with yourself constantly is such a big, important part of having a relevant goal. The last little piece of our acronym today is having time-based goals. So when we're talking about time-based, this is probably the most easily explainable part of the acronym. It's just making sure that you have a set end date for like easier prioritization and just overall motivation and urgency as far as your goals are concerned. So, what are your thoughts on time-based goals, and maybe how do you fluctuate what goals get what time periods?
Yeah, time-bound goals are something that, like, for me personally, I never really sat down and took the time to really like plan out, I'm gonna do this then. But as I've kind of like matured and grown, I've realized that like I can't just have one set goal in the distance. And this goes back to what I was talking about with how I measure my goals. I have those individual goals that I set monthly and weekly and daily, and that's really my time-based goals and how I reach the end goal. 'Cause I know that like if I put in this work now, like daily, then that's going to compound, it's going to build, and it's going to grow to the point where I will eventually achieve the end goal. Because that's, it's about the journey. It's not really about the end. It's all about like how, what you're doing right now to achieve that end goal. So that's how I look at the time bound part of it. It's not necessarily like realizing that I'm gonna get this gym or I'm gonna get this job or whatever it is. In 2028, it's not like that for me. It's like, what am I doing today, or what goal am I going to set today that's going to make me achieve that goal in the end? So that's how I look at time bound.
Yeah, I think we have a similar aspect of our time-based. I'm a time anxiety person, and so having something too much of a looming like time period for me is like, oh no, I can't even do it. Like that's where I'm at. But if I have that big overarching like value and long-term objective, setting those day-to-day makes it a lot easier, and it really avoids that time anxiety. Closing out, we'd love to just hear any outside of an acronym advice that you have for goal setting.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm just going to touch on what I said before. I think really getting a journal is the biggest part for me, at least, that helps with like setting goals and reaching those goals. Because I look back when I was in middle school, when I was in like high school, seeing the goals that I wrote down and then having achieved them, it's just a whole another feeling that just, that really just like affirms to yourself that you can do this. And so every single day, it's the little wins. That's how I've reached where I'm at now, and that's where how I'm going to reach where I go forward. And I know that, and that's why I put in the effort to create a journal and to write out my little daily habits, because to me, that's how you get somewhere in life, through discipline and like the little aspects of success.
With journaling, I think, and something that the SMART goals doesn't really cover is the importance of reflection and like going back and just looking at how far you've come and being proud of that. I think that a lot of people just don't, they're always so goal-oriented that you miss that journey and you miss like, wow, I have progressed so much. And I think that journaling is like a really huge key to that and reflection, because if you don't journal it, you're probably going to forget it. And it's like also this feeling of gratitude for the people that have helped you get there. And so yeah, highly 10 out of 10, highly recommend journaling. Do you have any other resources or any other tips or tricks that you use other than journaling?
I think gratitude is huge. Gratitude is something I do every single morning, and reflecting on like who helped me get here, I write it down. I have a journal that's just for gratitude. Every single morning I write down something I'm thankful for, and I write down who I'm thankful for. That's helped me stay grounded and realize that this life is not just about me, you know, it's about the people. So, but other resources as well, that have helped me. And I think it's the connections. I've really made a point to like never burn a bridge. I've made the point to like reach new people that have similar mindsets as me. And I do that. And that's what's, I think reaching like-minded people is really crucial to achieving whatever you want to achieve. But like you said, reflection is so important. So I can't second that enough.
And one last thing I'll bring up, and I know that it's a huge topic for both of us, but just speaking to anybody that has failed at their goal, and just speaking to resilience and how important that aspect is of your goals and getting back up and how one does that in the face of adversity.
Yeah, I had one of the biggest setbacks I've ever had in my life when I was a freshman. I'm not going to speak in detail to it, but it was one of the hardest years I've ever had coming into football, trying to adjust and all of that. And I had the decision where it was like I could either quit, I could move, transfer, I could just stop doing what I'm doing, stop playing football, I could leave school, whatever. And being at the point where it was so close and seeing all these other people doing the same, it was like, why not? And I eventually got to the point where I was like, you know what? We're going to stick through this because you've made it this far and you've got a purpose. And that purpose just can't be quit on like this. So I got it tatted on my ribs, and it says resilient. And when you fail, because that year I felt like I was a failure. I felt like I failed. And I didn't reach the goals that I wanted to reach that year. I thought I was going to come in, I was going to be a player, I was going to contribute all this different stuff. And I contributed, but it wasn't in the way that I wanted. So in my eyes, I failed. And but being able to look back on that and realize like you didn't quit. You kept going and you were resilient through the process of the struggle when all of the other odds were not in your favor. It puts you at another level that like you can't be stopped. Like I look at that and I realize that no matter what other hard situation I go through, it can't top it. It just can't, because my mental capacity now is to the point where I won't let it happen. And I think resiliency just does that. When you're able to just sit there and be like, I can get through this. The positive self-talk, I think the sky's the limit for anybody.
Absolutely. Well, closing out, wanted to thank you so much for chatting with us today and being a wonderful first guest for the year. It's been a joy to talk to you and talk to something that I know that you're really great at. So thank you for being on today. I've really appreciated it.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, closing out, Dukes, we just want to remind you to follow us on Instagram and all of our other social media. And as always, be well, Dukes.